So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing Arvis serving as a guarantor on the loan, and makes a distinction between two types of guarantors, an Arv and a Kaplan, and cites three opinions. Amrav Huna, the guarantor tells a creditor, Helveyu vani Arv, lend him and I am the guarantor, or Helveyu vani Pereya, lend him and I will pay, or Helveyu vani Chayef, lend him and I am responsible, or Helveyu vani Etain, lend him and I will give you. Kulon Lashna Rebu saying, in all of these cases, the expression Helveyu, lend him, implies that the guarantor has accepted the role of an Arv. As Rashbam explains, Hu yiyaloiva vani pareya im lo yifalach. The Arv is essentially saying the borrower is primarily responsible, but if he will not pay, I will pay. However, if the guarantor says, ten loy vani kablin, give him and I am the kablin, or ten loy vani pareya, give him and I will pay, or ten loy vani chayiv, give him and I am responsible, or ten loy vani etin, give him and I will give you, kulon loshen kablon is saying, in all these cases, the expression ten loy, give him, implies that the guarantor has accepted the role of a kablon, as the Rashbam explains, shlichusi dahai the kamer ten loy oved malva, the lender was acting upon the instructions of the guarantor, and so the kablon is equally responsible for the loan. The Gemara adds, Helveyu vani kablin, ten loy vani arv. If he used a mixed expression saying, lend him and I will be a kablin, or give him and I will be an arv, loshen arvis, arvis, loshen kablonis, kablonis, the explicit terms of arv or kablin override the implicit terms of helveyu or ten loy. The Gemara cites two other opinions. Rav Chisda Amar kulan loshen kablonis, saying, bar milveyu vani arv. We always assume that the guarantor accepted to be a kablin, unless he uses both terms of arvis by referring to lending and referring to himself as an arv. Rava Amar, kulan lashon arvasein, bar mitan leivani noisin. We always assume that the guarantor accepted to be an arv, unless he uses both terms of kablonis by referring to giving and referring to himself as a kablin. The Gemara also refers to a third scenario. Yisav yitin biyad, mifter leiva minei demalva. If the guarantor personally takes the money from the creditor and gives it to the borrower, the guarantor is actually considered the borrower, and only he is responsible for the loan. The Gemara explains the Mishnah's rulings regarding an Arav and the Kablan. The Mishnah of Kofai and Gimel ruled, Im Amar Loi, Amanasha Ephraim, Emisha Erza, Yifrim, and the Arav. The creditor explicitly stipulated that he could collect equally from whomever he wants, from the debtor or the Arav, he can collect from the Arav first. The Gemara explains Chesura Mechsura and inserts the following clause into the Mishnah. The Tanakhama holds that even when so stipulated, the creditor can collect from the Arav first only if the debtor does not own any property. But the creditor cannot collect from the Arav first if the debtor owns property. On the other hand, the creditor can collect from a kablin first even if the debtor owns property. However, the Mishnah continues, Shimon Gamliel holds that the creditor cannot collect from the guarantor first, whether an Arv or even a Kablan, if the debtor owns property. The Gemara rules, we always rule according to the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, with three exceptions, and one of them is this ruling regarding Arevus, where we rule according to the Tanakhama. So let's summarize. There are three factors to consider whether the Malva can collect from the Arav first. Arav a Kablan, Hisna Mimisha Erza Ephra Oilo Hisna, Yeshnachasm Laleva Oyenachasm Laleva. Based on these factors, Taisis B'Shem Rabbi Natam summarizes and says as follows. V'chamish Midus Ba'arvis. There are five scenarios of Arvis. Arav V'lo Hisna Mimisha Erza Ephra. In a simple case of Arav, with no stipulation, the halacha is Tevea Haleva Tchila Be'bezdin, Bein Sheyeshlo Yubein Sheinlo Nachasm Laleva. He must always demand from the borrower first. Arev im hisna mamisha erza ephra ve'ein lo nechasim laleiva. In the case of an arv with a stipulation, it depends. If the borrower has no property, the halacha is im yirtza yitvam an arv tchila. He can demand from the guarantor first. Arev im hisna mamisha erza ephra ve'yesh lo nechasim laleiva. In the case of an arv, even with a stipulation, but the borrower has property, the halacha is afila asni nifram in aleiva tchila. Even though he stipulated, he must demand from the borrower first. Kablin, bein yeshli nechasim loyva, bein ein loy, afil aloy hisna. In the case of a kablin, the halacha is nifrim in arv tchila, he can always collect from the guarantor first, even if the borrower has property, and even if he did not so stipulate. As mentioned in the Gemara, noisim noisim beyad, yifrim in arv, v'loy min haloyva, she'ein lamava ala loyva klum. If the guarantor personally takes the money from the creditor and gives it to the borrower, the guarantor is actually considered the borrower, and only he owes the money to the original malva. However, since the Arv then lent it to the Leiva, the ultimate borrower, the Leiva owes the money to the Arv. Therefore, Tesis adds, Vim le matzli par min Arv, chayzer ala Leiva, midin shibudid reb nasin. The Arv does not pay, the Malva can then collect from the Leiva based on the halacha of shibudid reb nasin. Gemara records an incident, Tahu Arva de Yasmi, the Para Lamalva, Mikme de Loidinu Liasmi. An Arv paid a loan of a deceased debtor and then sought to collect from the orphans. The Gemara rules, Ein Ha'arv Goivim Miyasmi. The Arv cannot collect from the orphans but cites a machlekes as to the reason. Amra Papa, Prius Balchev Mitzvah, Viyasmi Lavane Mevid Mitzvah Ninu. The orphan's obligation to the Arv is a milva al peh, an undocumented loan. Therefore, there is no lien on the father's possessions, but the orphans have a mitzvah to repay the Arv. However, since they are minors, they cannot be compelled to perform mitzvahs, and so he can only collect after they become adults. For in the Brei Yeshua Amar, a mitzrari atfasei. We suspect that perhaps the father deposited funds for the payment with the creditor. The Gemara explains that the practical difference between these two reasons is in the case of Chayiv Maida, if the father declared before his death that the loan was not paid, or Shamtuhu or Meis Beshamte, if Bezin excommunicated the father for refusing to pay, and he died without them lifting the ban. According to Rav Papa, Lagavi Adigadli, the orphans are still not obligated in this mitzvah. According to Rav Huna, Gavi Meyasmi, he can collect, since we are certain of their obligation. However, Braisa rules, Arv Shoy Yishtar Choyv Yitzim Mitachas Yodai V'chasav Bahis Kebalti Mimcha Gaiva. If the creditor wrote into the loan document that the Arv paid him, the Arv can collect from the orphans even according to Rav Papa, because as Rashbam explains, Chashiva Melva Bishtar Umoyd Rav Papa De Gavina Meyasmi. Their obligation to the Arv is now considered a documented loan, and so he can collect because Le'emrinin Hocha Mitzvah Elo Choyv U'metelis Aleim Lifara Bal Karcham. This is not merely a mitzvah, but an enforceable obligation. The Gemara rules, Hilchas HaKrav Huna B'Rei De Yeshua. However, the Gemara differentiates regarding an Arv for a Jew who borrowed from a non-Jew and cites two opinions. Akum, Kivin de Basa Arva Azel, Lechashin Litzrari. Evan agrees that we do not suspect that the borrower designated funds for payment because non-Jews collect from the Arv before approaching the borrower. Akum, Kivin de Daininu Basa Arva Azli, Eloi de Atfase Tzrari Meikara Lehava Mekabale. On the contrary, everyone agrees that we assume he indeed deposited funds for payment with the Arv, because otherwise the Jew would not consent to serve as Arv, since non-Jews collect from the Arv first. Mishnah concludes, if someone served as Arv for a ksuba and the husband divorces his wife and cannot pay the ksuba, the husband must take a vow forbidding him to remarry her before she can collect from the Arv, because we suspect that he plans to remarry his wife, and the couple devised this scheme to defraud the Arv. The Gemara discusses the commitment of Arvis for a ksuba versus a chayv alone. Arv de ksuba, divya kolay mishtabed. An arv for a ksuba certainly does not become obligated. Kablam de bachayv, divya kol mishtabed. A kablam for a loan certainly does become obligated. However, kablam de ksuba, arv de bachayv, pligi. There is a machlekes regarding a kablam for a ksuba or an arv for a loan. One opinion holds, he is lay nixi lelevi mishtabed, he less lay mishtabed. If the borrower had the funds at the time, the commitment is binding. Otherwise, we assume he would not risk his money and his commitment was not sincere. A second opinion holds, Bein Islay, Bein Leslay Mishtabit. His commitment is binding regardless of whether the borrower had the funds. However, Abalagabe Brei, Shibudi Mishtabit Nafshi. All agree that a father who serves as an Arv for his son's ksuba is truly committed. The Gemara rules, Hilchasa Kulu Bein Islay, Bein Leslay Mishtabit, Labar Mi Arv de ksuba. All commitments are binding, except an Arv for a ksuba because Mitzvah Huda Abed Vlav Midi Chasra. He merely intended to assist in finalizing the match, and the woman suffers no loss because it's generally considered beneficial for a woman to be married.